And we are back with Business Radio X Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, let's talk about being a better connector.
Yeah, this is one of the, I think, superpowers that the folks that are part of the Business Radio X network studio partner team, they realize that, hey, this is a great tool to become a better connector just by working with us. So I thought we could share some of the ways that some of the behaviors that we attribute to being a better connector and some of the actual tactics that we use to become a better connector in the markets that we serve. Number one tip in this regard is act like a normal human being to everyone. And that means expressing gratitude. That means expressing appreciation. And don't ignore these kind of common human connecting points. You know, appreciate people. People like to be appreciated. And don't treat gratitude as precious. You know, if you're grateful for someone, let them know. They're going to appreciate that. It's going to help you accelerate the relationship, and it's going to help you bond with them. So just act like a normal person and just express gratitude when you are grateful. Number two is kind of tactical, but I think it's, if you can become a trusted brainstorming partner with someone, and that means you're a good listener, you're exploring ways to work together, you're trying to help them solve problems. If you can be that trusted brainstorming partner, you're going to be more indispensable to more and more people. So always look for opportunities to be that person that bounces ideas off other people, that can help other people solve the problems they're trying to solve. That's a really important person in any community. And then lastly, I would build a dream list of people you'd like to connect with and just have that kind of always around. And that list is going to evolve over time. But if you have a list of people or companies you want to work with, you're going to meet people all the time, and they might know somebody in those organizations, or they might know that person, and they might help you meet that right person when that opportunity arises. So have a kind of a list of the people you wish were part of your network right now, and then just put it out there. You know, there's a lot of people that know a lot of people in ways you can't even imagine. So if you say, I want to meet this person, you never know if if one of your friends or family or one of your colleagues knows somebody who knows that person, or knows somebody who knows someone that knows that person. So have that list available so you know that when the time is right, that you can kind of be available for the opportunity.